I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The trial of former El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita started yesterday with opening statements and some witnesses. Prosecutors say Makita used his authority like a club, while a defense attorney attacked the prosecution's chief witness as a problem employee. The trial is expected to take 2 weeks. An activewear company will be supporting a public outreach campaign after paying fines for breaking the rules at Hanging Lake in western Colorado. KUNC's Jackie Fortier has more.
The social media backlash was quick after Liquido Active, a Brazilian company, tweeted a picture of a photographer wading into the popular lake to take photos of models posing on the iconic log, both of which are prohibited. The company has since apologized and is working with the U.S. Forest Service on an outreach campaign so people can better understand the rules at Hanging Lake. Located just off of Interstate 70 near Glenwood Springs, 1,500 hikers a day visit the fragile body of water. Aaron Mayville is district ranger for the area. He says the Forest Service can only afford staff at the lake during the peak summer months.
And that presence is really a good way to keep people, in line. We write citations for infractions. We can educate people as to what they're looking at on the lake and keep the lid on the boiling pot.
In April, vandals spray-painted graffiti on rocks and trees along the trail, causing thousands of dollars of damage. Mayville says that investigation is ongoing. I'm Jackie Fortier.
And I'm Andrea Chalfin, and you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.